This is the eighth track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. Before work began on High Cross, there was an archaeological dig run by the University of Leicester Archaeological Services. Now, though she isn't a professional archaeologist, Jennifer McGregor had previously worked on a time team dig at Medbourne, where she was shown how to excavate a skeleton. When the lost church of St Peter's was discovered at High Cross, along with over 1,000 skeletons, Jennifer found herself digging again, as she explains in this interview recorded in 2010.
They discovered all these skeletons in the churchyard, which is now underneath John Lewis. And they discovered all these skeletons. They were desperate for people who had experience in uncovering skeletons. And of course, I was asked if I would do it. And I said, yes, yes, yes. And I went along thinking I would perhaps go one day a week. Well, I ended up working there, probably 4 weeks solid. And I just couldn't not go back. I went. I was put, somebody in charge of me, a wonderful person called Siobhan Brocklehurst, who guided me and taught me all she knew, and I was eventually working on my own and uncovering my own skellies. I probably did about 8 of my own eventually, in at the deep end and uncovering skeletons. I was excited, and yet I was scared, because I knew that I didn't really know anything. And these were all professional archaeologists. And I was afraid that either they would think I was a nuisance or you know. But they treated me so nicely, and they were just an absolutely lovely team. There were about 2,000 skeletons, and most of them were dug up. We couldn't get them all within the time frame. We had to close the dig down, and I'm sure there were more, but we did get pretty much all of them. And there were some that were beyond the edge of the excavation, which will still be there. They were all recorded in meticulous detail and put in boxes, and some of them have been used for, and I can't say this word, is it episiomorph? No. Anyway, they looked at the bones to work out what the people were like. They were treated with enormous respect when we were taking them out. It was I was very impressed with that. Well, you're removing them from the ground, and so you want to remove them as completely as you can. You want as much evidence as possible, and we knew that we were looking at the bones for evidence of how they'd lived. I mean, we saw evidence of arthritis in the spine and people who'd had breaks which had mended. And, of course, that indicates that somebody had helped it to mend or not. Or just little things, really. People who know about bones, whose speciality it is, can tell a lot. So we took them out very, very carefully. I mean, obviously, you don't just go in with a shovel and shovel them up and put them in a bag. It was done with a paintbrush and a trowel and you know, flicking the sand away and collecting the bones up. And the bones in your fingers and your toes are absolutely tiny. And you have to be really, really careful to get them out. Yeah, it's a challenge to do it. And the skulls are always fascinating, to get the skulls out as in as whole as you can. And the teeth. Yeah.
And how do you think of High Cross when you walk through it now?
Underneath it, preserved still for posterity, is this fantastic archaeology. I wish it had been possible. I don't know. I would have liked to have preserved the... I know it's all there, so that in the future, if High Cross is demolished in 50 years' time, one never knows these days, that and techniques have moved on, people may be able to re-excavate the site and find it. I understand that. And so when I walk through the site, I kind of feel sad that it's on top of this, and I wish it was still there somehow. And it is still there, but...
For the next stop, continue straight through High Cross and go up the steps onto High Cross Street. Turn left and stop opposite number 60, a building which used to be the Hat and Beaver pub.